Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Two little brothers, Harry and James, had finished dinner and were playing until bedtime. Somehow, Harry hit James with a stick, and tears and bitter words followed. Charges and accusations were still being exchanged as Mother prepared them for bed. The mother instructed, "Now, James, before you go to bed, you are going to have to forgive your brother." James was thoughtful for a few moments, and then he replied, "Well, okay, I'll forgive him tonight. But if I don't die before I wake up, he'd better look out in the morning." And here is another humorous illustration about forgiveness, but from a different perspective. Martin Luther, of Protestant Reformation fame, had a colleague named Philip Melanchthon. Now, Martin Luther was frustrated with Philip's quiet and extremely virtuous ways. Martin Luther was a little of the opposite. So Martin said to Philip, "Why don't you sin a little? Doesn't God deserve to have something to forgive you for?" I think all of us are keenly aware that we fail to love as we should. I think all of us can recall moments when we have hurt another, have not been at our best, and have been unloving in speech and actions. However, some here today might be scarred by the sin of another, violated or abused, whether physically, emotionally, or mentally. If we recall or live with the pain of sinful trauma, it might be hard to fathom the mercy and forgiveness of God. It might be beyond our human understanding. However, the experience of forgiving and forgiveness is essential for well-being and peace. Most people of every race and culture, of every socio and economic status, most men and women, most boys and girls, whether little boys like Harry and James, or the change agents of religion and politics like Martin Luther. In other words, most all of us seek harmony, seek a peaceful and joy-filled life that is not weighed down by bitterness. Yet injustices happen. Just listen to the news. But we do not need to go far to know that people are hurting among friends and family, in church, in neighborhoods, our nation, all over the world. We wrong one another. Many will get over the moments of emotional or mental suffering through the exchange of the healing words of forgiveness. But others have been so deeply wronged or violated, their hearts will hurt and not forget for a lifetime. Jesus was aware of the pain of human suffering. The presence, power, and grace of Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. And Paul in his epistles came to understand this and tried to communicate it. We just heard in his letter to the Romans of religious arguments, of quarreling, and how quarrels can destroy the fabric of a community. What Paul teaches in this passage is not merely the tolerance of diversity, a grudging acceptance of our differences. Instead, he articulates an active welcome for those of conflicting views. If Jesus welcomed all, then Christians must find a way to welcome one another just as we are, and to respect the integrity of one another. And that is at the heart of what we are trying to become at St. Francis, to become a parish of radical welcome. That is what we celebrate on Get Connected Sunday. Yet, the beauty of our differences is also sandpaper, because we can rub each other the wrong way. Which leads us to the richness of today's readings. The Bible repeatedly tells us that we ought to forgive those who have injured us. We know that. It is ingrained in us from the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And our church, like other churches, is full of people who know we should forgive and intellectually recognize that there is some positive value in letting go of hurts. Yet, being raped or suffering from the physical violence of another, being cheated on by a spouse, double-crossed by an employer or business partner, living with the wounds of divorce, are just some experiences that engender shame and rage. That can leave the injured person feeling defective, defeated, never quite good enough. To be told that one ought to forgive and let go of the pain simply does not effect change. In fact, it may aggravate the situation by heaping a load of guilt onto an already angry and shamed person. Therefore, with whatever painful feelings or memories you may personally carry or remember of someone else's suffering, you may wonder how to absorb today's gospel. Parables about the extravagant grace and mercy of God, who forgives freely and without limit. Today's gospel invites a way for healing and harmony between individuals in families, churches, and communities. Last week, we heard gospel tools for conflict resolution. Today, Jesus teaches us about human and divine forgiveness with stories that were really effective 2,000 years ago because of their unique exaggerations. The first example is a brief exchange between Peter and Jesus about the nature and extent of forgiveness. 77 times is Jesus' way of telling Peter that forgiveness is not a commodity to be reckoned on a calculator. Not only is it limitless, but it cannot be quantified. In the second parable, the king forgives the servant a truly incalculable amount of debt. 10,000 talents represents more than the wages of a day laborer for 150,000 years, which works out to 3,000 financial life sentences. In other words, there is simply no way to measure the extent of God's generosity when it comes to forgiving. Yet the first servant shows no appropriate response, no rejoicing, no gratitude, no celebration with his wife and children that he was not going to prison. Instead, he refuses to forgive a colleague a debt of about 3 months' wage. The first servant does not reciprocate forgiveness, was not able to show mercy as mercy was shown him. This teaching on forgiveness emphasizes the key, transformation. Sometimes transformation is begun in prayer, especially when the harm done is so tragic and life-altering that all we can do is pray for the grace to want to forgive. As William A. Menninger has written, in the beginning, it may be too much for us even to pray for the person who hurt us. Perhaps all we can do is pray for ourselves, to pray that for our own sake, we may begin the process of forgiveness. The following true story is taken from Synthesis. Corrie ten Boom, who was liberated from a World War II concentration camp a few days after the Allies conquered Germany, took up the task of forgiveness and eventually felt she had discovered the only power that could heal the people of Europe. So Corrie went around preaching about forgiveness in Holland, in France, and in Germany as well. One Sunday, she preached in Munich, Germany, to a crowd of people who were eager to be forgiven. After the service was over, a man walked up to Corrie and extended his hand. "Ja, Fräulein ten Boom," he said, "I am so glad that Jesus forgives us all our sin, just as you say." Corrie recognized the man. He was one of the guards who had looked on, contemptuous and leering, when the women in the camps were forced to take showers naked and afraid. Corrie remembered. As the man reached out his hand, expecting her to take it, her own hand froze at her side. Corrie was stunned by her own response. What could she do? She thought she had overcome the hurt and hate inside of her and had begun preaching forgiveness to others. What if now she was confronted by a person she could not forgive? She prayed, "Jesus, I can't forgive this man. Forgive me." Her honest admission reminds us that the work of forgiveness must begin from where we actually are, not in some idealized state most of us could never reach. Praying is a way forward, praying for ourselves and believing that Jesus can forgive us. And Jesus can forgive for us. We can pray, Jesus, forgive them for me. I'm not there yet. As Randall J. O'Brien has written, forgiveness liberates us from a painful past to a brand new future. Not to forgive is to suffer endlessly the torment of yesterday, as both present and future are hopelessly overwhelmed and devoured by the past. Only forgiveness sets us free. For persons who are battling shame and alienation of any kind, for all of us who have failed to love as we should, today, let us open our hearts to receive the kindness, mercy, love, and forgiveness of God. It is real. It is amazing grace, available in every moment for our inner transformation. May you allow the process of transformation to work in you, and may you extend forgiveness to others as you are able, so together we may heal. Amen.